donkey.
New donk.
I got a new donk or two.
That was rude.
Welcome to the Bad Boy Pod, talking bad boy bars, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the Bad Boy Pod, brought to you by Lady Pod.
Mike Rinda.
He's going to be in this episode a lot.
He's going to make a lot of appearances. Yeah. He was so teary-eyed in the finale.
He was really a sob boy.
Yeah, he was. It was not only that he was sad to close this chapter on his life.
No, I mean, they're still going to go. They're still going.
That was a series finale.
I know, but they're still like filming. I'm sure they are. Yeah, Leah Remini doesn't stop.
Oh, she would.
Donkey.
She would never. Yeah, it's true.
Whatever. We'll talk about it. I guess. Do we want to talk about Leah now?
No, we don't want to talk about Leah now. Leah's too good to talk about in the beginning.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, she has to be like the uplifting moment at the end.
Yeah, and her accent.
Very weird.
Very weird.
It's sort of all over the place.
It's just really a Scientology accent.
It's dialect. It's so Scientology.
It really is.
It's crazy how many little lingos they have.
I know. I was just going to say that.
Do we have our little lingos?
Oh, we do.
I mean, BB on the B.
BB on the B, yeah.
BB on the B is fucking lingo.
Donkey's a lingo. We don't really know what it means.
Lingo. Do you ever say donkey IRL? Do you
in find my head. Doing
it? Yeah. I say it in my head all the time.
Yeah, or just like texting you, but that's about it.
Yeah, we don't even do it that much. Also, the horse head emoji, that's a donkey.
That is a donkey. They don't actually have a donkey emoji.
They don't have a donkey, so it's the horse head.
Yeah, so
and,
if you want to...
the horse already has a body.
The horse already has a body.
So we're going to start a campaign, make horse donkey again.
Make horse donkey again.
Yeah, you know weird. It.
Hot.
It's not bad.
Mm-mm. It's not. Before we get another BB on the bees...
Yeah.
Welcome
to
Bad Boy Pod.
Oh, yeah. That's
question
true.
Mark?
You're welcome. Okay. I'm Zoe, though.
And I'm Julia.
Though.
Welcome.
Welcome. So, yeah, who's your bad boy on the block this week?
I have them written down. Two quickies, I think. I think I have a third one, but I kind of forget it.
Well, we have a joint.
We have a joint one,
no
too.
No pun intended. It's weave related.
I'm full of jam.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't listened to it in a sec. Also, I guess Bad Boy Bops has been updated, by the way, just in case you want to go in there and check.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're all subscribed and you already know that. So, this is really for just the one or two people listening who are not subscribed to Bad Boy Bops.
You're right.
Bad Boy Bops.
Love it. Spotify is the only one that actually has, like, we have it on Spotify and Apple, but Spotify has I Pooped.
I poop, yeah.
Apple does not.
I poop. It's like more
email your senators.
Right, email your senators.
Get I poo on
Donkey.
Apple Music, please.
Yeah, I poop on Apple Music. Email Diane. You're bad boy on the block.
Okay. First of all, I'm getting those IRS calls that are like, your SSN has been compromised. Those like Martin Shkreli ones that he fell for.
Oh, yeah. It's scam.
It's just so annoying.
I know. What do they fucking want?
Like, what do you want?
It's not real, though.
If I call them back, just
your SSN
to talk
has
to them?
Not been compromised.
Like, what are you going to do? Show up at my door? Meet me at Target?
What can you really do with a social security number?
Yeah, like, sign me up for a job?
Just kidding. just get me employed. Like, what else could you possibly want?
What else do you want to do? Pay my taxes for me, I guess.
Yeah, pay my taxes for me. That'd
this isn't
nice.
Like a challenge for someone to steal my identity, though, so please don't.
But if you want to, like...
Please, you could probably make a better one than
I mean,
could
you
at this
can
point.
Have mine. I'm fucking over it. I'd like to shed my identity. But you
like an exoskeleton.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Well, I was thinking more like snake skin.
Ooh.
I know.
Sexy.
It's a little saucy. Okay, well, perfect transition. Speaking of personality... okay, so last week I went on a company retreat with my fucking work. Mm-hmm. It was definitely my coworkers on a farm.
That sounds like a horror movie.
That's how I'd describe it. And part of the things we had to do was like our Enneagram test, which is sort of like a Myers-Briggs.
Which sounds like an STD test.
You know what? You're right.
Enneagram.
And I'd be more curious about which of my coworkers had which STDs than their personality types.
So true.
That's really how you
bond.
That's
how you bond.
I know.
You're right.
Okay, well, definitely going to be suggesting that. They did email out a Google Doc with suggestions. So
is it actually anonymous? If it's a nani, you have to do it.
If it's a nani.
It's a nani.
Is your punani a nani? That was my first thought. Mine's not.
Nice.
So this Enneagram thing. Ugh. So we took the test and they were like, make sure you study your results before you come in. And I was like, no.
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. I don't study for tests.
Like, I'm already going to North Carolina. Like, leave me alone.
Life is hell.
Life is hell. And so we go in. Oh my God. I can't. And we sit down and the guy who's the instructor looks like everyone. He has a beard and a flannel.
Nice. I would like that place.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd like to start with a story.
Oh no. That's never good.
Why are you so mad? No. And he literally told the story. He was like, when my wife was 5 months pregnant, she was having complications and I had to go to the hospital, and like basically they had their baby prematurely, and he was like, I felt the breath. No. And then a few years ago, like, my grandma died and I watched her last breath leave her mouth.
Mouths and breaths.
I know. It's like
breath man.
It's really, he's like so into breath. It's
ass
like,
man, tit man, breath man.
I mean, I think
he just likes when people blow in his mouth.
No, you know, you saw him, you thought he was an ass man. He looks like he would be.
Donkey.
Anyway, so that was annoying. I was like, I don't care about you at all. And then we had a 2.5 hour long thing where we went through a binder. They literally gave us a binder that had quotes on it, like, you know, life is what you make of it and shit like that. And it was so long, and he went through every personality type. I'm a 6 out of 3.
Ooh.
And when he got to 6, he was like, the first thing he said was like, okay, so President Trump is a 6. And for each, no, I was like, ew, really, me? And for each one, there was like a country. Mm. Guess what the country was?
Brazil?
Germany.
Oh, no.
And he was like, they're strict. Ugh. And then later, I was 2 types. I was a 6 and I was a 3. And he was like, and the 3 is like Bill Clinton.
Oh.
I was like, okay, so I definitely molest people if I'm like Bill Clinton and President.
This is a
Trump.
Real yin-yang for you.
I know. It's
well,
a yang-yang.
Well, no, you know what? It's a yang-yang.
It's a yang-yang twin.
It's a yang-yang twin.
Anyway, and halfway through, we come back, and when we come back in, he is playing an acoustic guitar. And then at the end, we all sang that song from A Star is Born together.
This sounds nice. What are you talking about?
What's that song called? Yeah, we all did that. Star is Born song. No, it was like...
Jam.
That's it. It's not Shallow, it's the other one. Maybe It's Time.
Oh, really? That's shocking.
Oh, right. Okay, so at the end, so basically the whole thing was like about our personality types and what is wrong with them. So like, you're supposed to take this test so you could like be more aware of what's wrong with your personality. And I was like, okay, first of all, I know. Everyone in my life has told me 1,000 times. And then at the end, we all sang together and he played the acoustic guitar and it was like, maybe it's time to let the old ways die. And all of us fucking did that, and then we just left.
That sounds beautiful.
It wasn't beautiful.
The
it was
end part.
Miserable. I hated it. It was a fucking nightmare. Anyway, that's my thing. What's your next
one? Honestly, one quarter of that seems good, but whatever. What's your Myers-Briggs before we move on?
INFJ.
Oh, we have the same one.
What?
Sisters? You know who else has it?
What?
Literally Hitler.
High five. Wait, I love being just like Hitler with you.
Me too. Now we have so much in common.
I know. Ugh,
we both don't have an appendix.
We both only have one testicle. Is that real?
Both Hitler related.
Is that real or not?
Which? Testicle?
Yeah.
I don't have a testicle.
You don't? I had
a tail.
Wait, you had another bad boy on the block?
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I did. Were you thinking
of Lance Armstrong?
I'm thinking of Lance Armstrong. My
when are you not?
Ex-husband Lance.
He's a bad boy. He roided. He juiced.
Look at my notes.
Oh my God, they're beautiful. We'll post that on the slider.
What is this word?
That's definitely going on the slider.
This is a slider. Like, it just looks like it's even like half notes. That's a meatball slider right there. It's a meatball classic. Freezer fridge is my last one.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember my third one, honestly. It'll just be saved for next week, I guess.
Yeah.
My fridge keeps freezing things, bitch.
Bitch.
And I turned it down.
I was going to ask if you turned it down.
I had turned it up like a moron. Okay.
Oh.
Someone's being sucked out of the ground.
God. There's like a UFO happening outside.
That would be so nice.
So, yeah, we're back. If it sounds different, it's because we're in a bedroom now because of the cement truck.
Oh, yeah. There was, new literal BB on the B.
A literal BB on the B. It was mixing cement in our assholes. It was so close. And now we're in a bedroom, and Julia likes it because she gets to be on a bed.
Yeah, which is where I want to be most
of the time. But it's hotter in here.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I feel good. Oh?
Maybe I'm just, like, upset about the cement truck. Yeah. What was the company called again?
Cementix United.
It was Cementix United. They're actually unionized, so
yeah, which is why they have to work on the Sabbath. I don't understand.
Like, it's fucking Saturday.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah, this comes out on Thursday, and it's Saturday. We record that much in advance.
Wow.
We just
the magic of radio.
Radio is incredible. Mm. Do you feel like you have good access to the drops?
I do. I have even better access.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's back, you heard it here first. She has better access. Okay, so let's just jump right into our joint BB on the B. That's not Cement Dick Trucks United, whatever you know. I do think it sounds better in here.
Honestly, I think it does too. I think it's a lot quieter in this room.
This is our new normal.
We're in the guest room right now. We have Sully to the right of us.
Sully to the right.
Marcy to the left behind the other door.
To the left. Marcy behind the door to the left.
We can't hear.
In the closet. It's all our shit that we didn't unpack when we moved.
We're going to go spicy?
Okay.
Spicy.
So are we going to name names?
No, we shouldn't.
Okay, so a weed delivery service that Julia and I have both used. We are, I would say, valued customers.
Oh, beyond. It's the most valued I've ever felt in my life.
I've never felt more valued. And that's like what I want from a weed delivery company.
It's true.
And I guess their thing is that they only hire women and one man.
Right, and I haven't seen the man in a while.
Where's Max? Where's Tony?
Yeah, where's Tony?
And at the end of the day, where's Shelley Miscavige?
Oh my God. I've been asking that all day, all week.
I know. I hope she's okay or dead, you know?
I mean, okay or dead.
Either okay or dead and not doing horribly.
Yeah, I really hope she's not like being tortured in, what do you call it, like Gold Spoon or something? What is their secret mansion?
Spicy?
Called?
It's definitely Gold Spoon.
Yeah, it's definitely Gold Spoon.
Yeah, so when the cement truck was mixing outside, by the way, we did do a photo shoot of our Diane merch by it. Blah blah blah.
We couldn't help it. We had to pose.
It was sexy, and so yeah, look out for that. Mm-hmm. What was okay? So we usually we used this company because they gave you big bags
for real cheap.
Big bags of reef.
I said real cheap, but yeah.
Oh,
also
okay.
Reef.
Yeah, I was like, I've never heard you say reef before.
Never
like,
said reef in my life.
If you think Julia should say reef more, tweet at her at Julia Davidovich and make sure to include a gif of your favorite minion.
Yeah, please. A favorite minion.
Favorite minion. I know it's hard to pick just one.
Mine's a fat one.
I know. Why are you so mad? Great. Ew, so they used to have the... I'm not going to take that out. So is this boring about the big bags?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm upset too.
And so then we did this thing where they're like, okay, we'll sell you six little bags for $120. And $120 is what they charge for a big bag.
Right. Which does not even come close.
It does not come close. And it's like fucking annoying. Like, what a waste of the environment.
Oh, yeah, which is all you're concerned about.
The rainforest is on fire.
You're right. The rainforest is on fire. Put it in one bag.
Just give me a lot of weed.
Just give me for a little bit of money.
I can't deal with this.
Why is that so hard?
The rainforest is on fire. Anyway, and so last time they pulled their classic, like, oh, we can do 6 small bags. And I was like, fine. And she comes over, and I cannot believe this. She has one strain and then Pineapple Express hash.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who the fuck smokes hash?
Israelis.
Israelis. I texted Julia. What am I, Israeli? Because that's how I feel.
I know. Do you think they're, what's like, it called? They're,
what is this, birthright?
Yeah. What is this birth? Is this my first experience?
And I felt so guilty. I just bought from them.
Yeah. I think maybe it was just a hint that they knew you were Jewish and they came over with the hash.
I know.
They're like, you have a hookah, right? You just want to sit around with your Jewish yeah. friends.
I mean, I'm sorry. Who smokes hash?
Literally just Israelis
you just,
on birthright.
You sprinkle it on weed regular,
or you just like grind it up. I like grinding it up, but it's not like I want a bag of it when I'm buying a lot of weed.
Why would you want 6 bags of it?
I would never have 6 bags of
hash. Oh my god,
unless I didn't want to move for a month.
Anyway, needless to say, I'm livid.
Yeah, you've been livid, I've been livid, I've got the same experience.
Jerry said he might text them. He might be like, I'm in this for the big bags, or are we in this or out of this?
Well, they said the big bags are coming back, and maybe, I don't know, this is a lie, but they were like, the harvest, and like the harvest is starting soon.
Okay,
and like
nuts.
It's they don't really want to buy right now,
like,
because
fuck the harvest.
It's too expensive to buy.
You are a weed company.
Exactly.
It is your job to buy and sell weed, and you know, you'll get good deals when the harvest is whatever, and you'll charge more when the harvest is the other whatever. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Why do I have to pay more for something?
I will never pay more for something, especially.
Why can't I just
not
be
quality
cheap? You're right. I mean, just want to pay the least amount for the most
at the end everything. Of the day, though, isn't it quantity over quality?
It kind of is.
Like, when you think about it, like, most things, I would pick the quantity over the quality.
Cupcakes. Yes.
Yes. Like,
standing
I would
beside
rather
the cake
have,
at a birthday party.
I would rather have a lifetime supply of 1-ply toilet paper than half a lifetime supply of 2-ply.
You're right. I would, too. And, like, there are problems with 1-ply, though.
I know. They.
It is a little spotty.
What about 1.5-ply?
What is that like?
Where is it?
Hashtag, where
like
are
that,
you?
That would be perfect.
I think so, too.
Oh, my goodness.
What is your deal?
Okay, I'm not even going to do my airport story because I'm honestly still incensed about the cement truck that, like, I don't even want to talk about, like, airplanes and fucking airports and shit.
Is it about the airport or an airplane, though?
Port. And plane. Basically, the plane was delayed, and I was at the Asheville airport. And the plane was so delayed, we were going to miss our connecting flight in Dallas. Oh. And so instead of getting us a later flight, they were like, okay, we're going to shuttle you all to Charlotte. And we took a 2-hour long van ride, like in a white van.
You were abducted.
I was abducted.
I don't know why I'm using that one, but like, it feels like a conclusion to come. You were literally abducted.
I was abducted, and it was really hard. And like, honestly, I could use your support at this time. It was like, I was abducted and then brought to an airport. Like, is there a worse place to end up?
Email Diane your abduction stories.
Oh my god.
But also, one time, this is going to suck passing joints back and forth.
I know. The joint passings, we'll have to figure out something.
We will. Zoe suggested a toy car. I'm thinking cockroach.
Yeah, well, I mean, now we finally have a use for your pet cockroach.
Prison style. Yeah. Ooh, kill me.
We're gonna toilet talk it to each other.
Shove it through a toilet.
It would be easier to pass this joint across if we were
in jail.
Up and down prison cells versus how this is now.
You're right.
This
You're
is fucking
honestly
impossible.
Right.
You should just finish that joint and I'll vape.
Fine. One time in Toronto when I went to IKEA,
yeah.
They used to have this shuttle from the station.
Oh god.
It was so shitty, but like one day it was just a van and I straight up got in it anyway.
No, you
like
didn't.
Not even yes I did.
Was it labeled IKEA?
No, it wasn't. And I straight up got, and the guy just said, this is going to IKEA. And he had like a little uniform or whatever. And I was like, you know, I believe you. But like, we're
in
the back
like
of the van.
Was he in like the yellow uniform?
It was like a little, yeah, it was like a shirt
were
that
there
was yellow.
Windows?
No. It was like a church van. You know the ones that are like a little more suspicious because they have
Have you
seats?
Been in a cult this whole time?
Yes, I've been in IKEA cult. Malm. I've been in Malm. And it's been awful. Where's Julia?
It's just tough to put together.
Wow. I guess, when do we want to do our Tony update?
What's our Tony update?
Just the Tony update that I went to his Venmo page.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess, yeah, I guess right before we get into our bad boy is the perfect time for hashtag where's Tony.
I guess I haven't done like a proper stalkering, but like, I just haven't been in the mood to. I mean, first it's still of fresh.
All, who is Kenya?
Who's Kenya?
Kenya literally commented on his Venmo, let me know about your whereabouts. She used the word whereabout. Like, what just, oh my God. What was anyway, that? I don't know.
And put her number in her oh, comment.
Yeah. I think you should Julia text Kenya, who left a comment on Tony's Venmo.
With her phone number.
With her phone number on it.
Asking also, for his whereabouts.
She follows.
Oh, she does?
She does.
You have to beep the name out.
You're so paranoid.
I don't want... Ugh. But also, free advertising.
Okay, we're not going to bleep. Us, we're not going to bleep Kenya's name, though.
No, we're not.
Okay, amazing.
Just the name of the song.
So there's your Where's Tony update. No real update.
Listen, but if you... But if you want to employ me for stalking services,
yeah.
I mean, the secret is just like find out someone's phone number and Google it.
Well, we don't know his phone number.
No, we don't know his, but we know Kenya's. We can show up at her door.
You're right. That's definitely what we should do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we should just move into our bad boy of the week.
Yeah, I guess we should. Mr.
Watch your knee. Mr. Watch your knee on that stand.
Watch your knee, your bitch.
No, I guess, is there anything good to say about him for Mr. Mr. Hello, Wisconsin, your roofie?
Oh, God. What's a donkey punch?
A donkey hole?
When I looked him up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh, it's Danny Masterson.
Oh, yeah. Hi, it's Danny Masterson. Hey. Hi, I'm Danny Masterson.
Hey, it's Danny Masterson.
Welcome to this podcast. It's a bad boy pod. We should...
Guest host Danny Masterson. Just kidding. Please go to jail.
I really want to get one of those, like, what are they called again? Cameos?
Yeah.
I wonder if he does
just
them.
Just get one.
Not of his, though.
He definitely doesn't do it.
What's your dream cameo?
My dream cameo, Colin Mochrie.
Well, yeah, but I like mean, one that's attainable.
You don't think he's attainable.
I don't think that he has a cameo. Oh, yeah. They're coming to arrest a cement truck for being a disturbance.
I hope they arrest a cement truck. They're listening to this live. the cops have a, whatever. I'm just talking now.
Cops hate us.
Moms love
cement
us.
Cement trucks love us.
Okay, so Danny Masterson, you may know him as not even the most famous Scientologist from that 70s show.
So true. Laura's way more popular. Oh my God. And hotter.
Prepulon or no.
Prepulon,
never,
yeah.
Never mind.
That's popular. Probably name. That's probably her Scientology Christian name or whatever.
You're right. You know? Do they have
Prepulon?
Right. Anyway, he was on that 70s show. He was the one that had the hair, I'd say
the hair. I mean, you could argue that I'm gonna say this right name wrong literally again, but Ashton Kutcher.
Okay. Julia doesn't know how to say Ashton Kutcher, and it's like a constant problem. She always says Kutcher.
I can't.
I don't know why.
I really don't know what's wrong with me. Kutcher.
Yeah. No, not Kutcher. It's not
Kutcher. Aren't he and
Mila
married?
Yeah.
Mar-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, they're mar-ra-ra.
Boot up.
Yeah, they're boot up. Oh, that'd be a good.
Oh,
drop?
That's a good. Oh, yeah, that's a good drop. And
you haven't used any of the That 70s Show drops, which I literally
really
hate.
Haven't.
Play one.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Yeah, more that like actually devastating.
Goodbye, Wisconsin.
Yeah, what about Goodbye, Wisconsin? Okay, so the reason Danny Masterson is having. So it was the series finale of Leah Remini's Scientology show.
Right, which they delayed, I feel like.
Yeah, so basically. A couple years ago, Danny Masterson was accused of rape by four women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he's like a Scientologist or whatever, which is like...
Big time. But I mean, why? It kind of plays into it. Well, yeah, why?
Well, it definitely plays into it.
I mean, it's his entire PR, his legal team. Right. All of it comes from Scientology.
Like, how else would he find people to stalk his accusers?
Exactly. And poison a dog, allegedly?
I can't. What the fuck? So Leah Remini was going to do an episode of her show back when the news broke.
Right.
But then the LAPD was like, no, we're investigating. Please don't.
Yeah. And so there are two Jane Does. yeah, who don't want to come forward.
Right.
Great. Don't. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the two, one of which was a girl. Were they both exes?
They were both exes.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that was obviously like I couldn't have raped them. We dated.
Which is exactly what the Church of Scientology was telling. I mean, that's what they were telling them. You know, right. You couldn't have been raped. It was your boyfriend. Right. A.
And they were like, well, he roofied me and then like made a joke about having sex with me when I was unconscious.
So yeah. I literally confronted him and he said, yes, I had sex with you when you were not like awake.
Yeah.
Which is an admission.
That's a literal admission.
So, yeah. And he's basically, he doesn't even have to employ Scientology to go out and fight for him because they're dogs and they go out and fight.
They're just so obsessed with celebrities. And, like, I'm sorry, but who in their right mind would put anything on the line for Danny fucking Masterson?
No,
like,
he's disgusting.
Why are they investing so much energy into someone who, like, was on That 70s Show and then was on The Ranch? Like, Netflix.
I've never seen The Ranch.
Who's seen The Ranch?
And honestly, kicked off The Ranch.
He was literally kicked off The Ranch when this
stuff
was...
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word, The Ranch.
When the allegations came out, he was kicked off The Ranch. Mm-hmm. So one of the women who was featured on Leah Remini's show was his girlfriend for a while, and she was a model. And when they started dating, she was like the more successful one of the two. And then basically when he got That 70s Show, I guess he did a lot of commercials when he was a kid, which like nothing good can come of that.
No, never. Commercial like success is
cereal, cereal commercials and shit.
Yeah. You can't be eating that much sugar on set.
No.
It's going to rot your teeth and brain.
I mean, it literally did. Maybe. I don't know. He looks like he has a rotten brain.
He does.
And he basically made her quit modeling. And so, like, she was, like, completely dependent on him, which is so classic abuser.
Yeah, very abusey Susie.
Very abusey Susie.
And she was a lot more successful when they got together, too.
Right, yeah.
Ugh, yeah, he's gross. Yeah, so basically the two women are, mm-hmm. well, all women are basically claiming that since they've come out or spoken against him that they've experienced stalking.
Yeah.
One experienced someone throwing a rock through their daughter's window or something.
I didn't
like,
see that.
Yeah, like the 13-year-old daughter's room. Yeah, crazy. And the other one was like some dog mysteriously died. And when they took it in for an autopsy, it had like trachea trauma or something and like random.
It was choked to death?
Oof, is it? Is that, oof, that's so bad. That's so bad.
Right. And like the assumption is that the Church of Scientology is sending these people out, which like we know they do that private investigator shit all the time.
Because Mike Rinder. Because Mike Rinder. His name's Mike Rinder.
But he's Mike Rinder.
Most lovable Australian on earth. He's, you know, he's, he and Leah Remini.
He's literal koala.
Oh, he is literally a koala. Yeah.
Is that racist against Australians? No. They're Australian. Australians are so racist, so it's fine. they literally are, though.
Donkey.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Rinder used to be... I don't even know what his job is. He's had several jobs. He's been personally like
abused.
He's worn a lot of hats in the Church and Scientology.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was a Sea Org member. Maybe he
definitely
was.
Definitely.
Sea Org members. Yeah. And like we were talking about how they all have that their own lingo. And they really do though.
I know. They like use words incorrectly, but they're words that we know.
Yeah. They'll just be like, yeah. And you just go down a laser stadium and and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. It'll be like, yeah, we got an SP. No, that's a real thing. Suppressive person. And that's a real thing.
Right.
Which but they'll like, be like a record op, which is like a recording operative. Or it's like they just say things where you're like, what is that?
Oh my God. And what they were talking. Oh, so that episode that dropped the Leah Remini. Mm-hmm. I just call it like Leah Remini Scientology Hunter.
Yeah.
Basically what
it's called. It's called Scientology in the Aftermath.
And it's Leah. It's Mike.
Yeah.
They're just like bringing people on to talk about their experiences and stuff. But this episode, so it was the Danny Masterson explosion.
Right. It was, you know. Yeah.
It really disgusting. Was a disgusting explosion.
Yeah. But there were also other people who experienced abuse within the church. One person who was like molested by the person that he was auditing and like
and they were people become auditors at like age 16
right and he was 16 and this man was 39 and like joined Scientology or was sent to the Sea Org because he was a pedophile
right
and that was like his sin and then he was paired with this 16-year-old
who became his like therapist and auditor and they slept in the same room
yeah It's so fucked.
It's disgusting. And
now,
was that the same guy who was, and he was telling him that he had, like, they believe in these, like, past life things.
Right.
Where, and by the way, auditing, I guess, for people that don't know, is, like, where you have to confess.
If you don't know what auditing is, like, get a fucking life, read a book.
Or get audited.
Yeah. Why don't you? Maybe you need to.
But, like, they just confess everything. They'll ask them, like, a series of, like, 1,000,000,000 questions. Right. You've been audited. Didn't you? No, you haven't been on it. You did the questionnaire.
I did the questionnaire.
So weird.
Yeah, but anyway, it's so fucked up. But basically, the Danny Masterson victims are now suing the church and David Miscavige and Danny Masterson for, like, covering it up and stalking and, like, all of the things that we were talking about earlier. So, like, now they're suing the church.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going to go to trial.
Really?
Can you imagine if you were on that trial, that jury?
Dream trial. I guess I wouldn't get paid for any work.
It's honestly a dream trial.
Dream child.
But there's no way we could, once this comes out, there's no way we could.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, we would be fucked up.
It would be obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, do you have any opinions of the Church of Scientology? I mean, who
What are your opinions on religion?
What do you hate more, Scientology or Christianity?
Oh.
I mean, they're both so bad.
Tough one, but definitely Scientology.
What about Scientology or Catholicism?
I mean, still Scientology.
Yeah, Scientology is really bad. Danny Masterson obviously denies.
Oh, yeah. He just, and it's like, and he was just like, my ex has been waiting to drag me or whatever through the fucking whatever.
I hate that.
It's like, shut up.
That's what they all say.
Shut up. Yeah. Wear something other than a band t-shirt for once in your life.
He only has band t-shirts. But you said, when you first brought this up, I was like, did you watch that 70s show?
No.
And you said, what did you say?
I said I thought he was hot.
You said you thought he was hot.
Yeah, when I watched that 70s show when I was 17 years old.
Still.
I mean,
I don't think he's hot. Like, how can you watch a show with Ashton Kutcher on it and even Topher Grace?
Of course he was, but he was too, like, pretty.
Well, yeah,
Danny Ashton. How do you say his name?
Ashton Kutcher. How about Wilmer Valderrama? Who's more famous, Danny Masterson or Wilmer Valderrama?
Oh, Wilmer.
Yeah, Wilmer dated Demi Lovato.
And Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Remember Fez? Yeah.
Of course. That was, like, really offensive, though.
So offensive, I'm sure.
So you were a regular watcher.
Definitely. Every Sunday night, baby. Ooh.
Who is your favorite character?
Donna. For sure. Laura.
Yeah, she's Perpone. Cool. Laura Perpone.
Perpone.
Perpone. Mia.
What did we say before? Perponzi? No.
Perponzi scheme? I don't know. Yeah, I just was never into it.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I was like, I don't know.
I guess I was, I don't know, whatever. It was in middle school. Like, of course I watched it. I didn't watch it, like, past a certain time, I think, though. I don't think I watched it when I was in high school.
You didn't watch it. You didn't watch the whole series.
No, God, yeah, no. Yeah. I wasn't that big of a fan. Plus, I had, like, that 80s show, too. Did not watch that.
No, that wasn't. I mean, it wasn't the same people.
No.
No. It was a different show completely.
I think
so. Can you imagine if they were just, like, at the 90s now?
Hello, Wisconsin!
But also, goodbye, Wisconsin.
Wonderland, goodbye. I mean, I feel like we always just do the Bad Boys so quickly.
I know, but you know what? This is so delayed, but they're definitely going to do that 90s show. It's, like, coming. I'm sure it is.
You're
90s
right.
is back, baby. It's going to be, released on, like, Hulu or something.
You're right. You're so right.
Would you watch it?
That 90s show?
Mm-hmm. What if Topher Grace was in it? Would you watch it? And the parents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the mom is the only one on that show I'd fuck.
Topher Grace's dream circle jerk.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one I always get confused with him?
Toby Maguire.
Their dream circle jerk is them two in a series of mirrors.
And that's disgusting.
They just
and also mine.
Yeah.
No.
So it looks like there's just a million of them. And sometimes Jake Gyllenhaal stops in and they're like, what? A hotter version of myself? And it's, like, really confusing.
And sometimes Leonardo DiCaprio calls and he's like, ooh, sorry, I meant to call someone else. Someone cooler.
Classic Leo.
Yeah. Siren alert, coming to arrest us for our crimes against Scientology.
I hope so. I hope we get fucking... I hope they make us put a cease and desist up. I wonder if someone from Scientology is going to listen to this episode because our SEO is so on fire.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, they definitely have a Danny Masterson's
Google alert.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a Julia Davidovich Google alert?
No, I don't. Should I get one? Do you have a Zoe Klarn?
I do.
Oh, anything
Imagine
cool?
if I had a Julia Davidovich.
Yeah, can you get one
no,
of those?
No, it's literally never anything cool.
I mean, I'll set up a Zoe Klarn one just to creep on you.
Oh, thanks. You're going to be bored. You're not going to get any emails.
You're going to be bored.
And yeah, so that's
dream
Toby
Google
McGuire.
Alert. Email Diane.
What's your dream Google alert?
Who do you want to have you Google alerted by? Who's your dream Google alerting?
You know, the only person who would ever have one is my mom.
Oh,
I know. That's cute. So that's how she's going to find out I'm dead. She's going to get a Google alert for my obituary.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. I was expecting
that sounds really cute.
Was expecting you to laugh at that, but I guess it was just another one that falls on deaf ears. So email Diane on that. I guess like Danny Masterson's a literal rapist, and
yeah, he's bad. Obviously,
I hope that they find. It sucks that like criminally they may not. A big thing is that they did report these things to Scientology when they happen. And when they happen, the Scientology is basically like, okay, we're going to handle this internally and like, yeah, don't talk to the police at all because they're just
familiar. Catholicism, Hasidic Judaism.
Okay. Well, I mean, like,
sorry.
Do I have to take down our cross listing with comedy and religion on Apple Podcast chart? Apple Podcast.
Are we?
No.
Damn.
Should I be?
Yeah.
Should I?
Can we get in the religious? We'll probably just get a cease and desist immediately.
I mean, this is in a way a religion.
I think
you
want to
hear something horrible I thought of the other day?
Please.
For our fans, the Bad Boy Pod Squad.
No.
I know. Free merch if you want to be part of it. If you tattoo Bad Boy Pod Squad, we will send you a Tan France tote bag. You need to tattoo it anywhere on your body. Preferably on your anus.
Yeah. Yeah. Preferably on your anus.
Taint tat.
No taint tat. That would be so painful.
Or maybe you'd be into
Would you get a taint tat?
No, I wouldn't get a taint tat.
Email your dream taint tat. She's dreaming about one. She's dreaming about getting one.
She's going to get a butterfly on her taint.
She's at that age where she's just like, nothing excites me
that
anymore.
Tender age
where nothing.
She's into some taint play, though.
Yeah, I think so. Wow.
And that's a finger in the booty ass bitch if I've ever seen one.
Of course. Who isn't?
Okay. Do you think we should shut the door on Danny?
Danny Masterson.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, we zipped through it, but the truth is he's bad. He's just bad, you know? There's no dissecting of his crimes.
No, there's really not. He's bad. I mean, if this does go to trial, there's going to be so many, like, Scientology secrets out, I bet.
Oh, my God. I would love it to go to trial just so, like, everything's on the record like that, you know?
Oh, sure.
But I feel like this is, I don't know. Like, I don't know how Leah's show is going to make an impact, but I feel like this is an important first step.
I think that people are just going to keep coming out of the, I don't know, woods or bushes. Which one do you like more?
The bushes.
Come out of the bushes.
Yeah.
Of Scientology and just be like, I mean, it's so weird. Oh, God, you've seen that episode. I don't know. Have you been watching Scientology, Hunter?
I haven't been.
Did you see the episode about David Miscavige's dad? Who had like escaped it or whatever. So he's like he's a suppressive person now.
Oh.
As is his like wife or whatever. I'm sure a few other people. He and his like second wife, I guess, escaped or whatever after like literally Googling Scientology on an iPad. And just like he's like 76. Yeah. He's 76 and he like left on just like a daily thing that he was allowed to do and just like escape with his wife.
76 years young?
Well, I don't know how old he is now. He's probably in his 80s. Anyway, he's out, baby. But, like, David won't take his calls.
Oh, David.
It's so sad.
You're
David
a bad son and
Miscavige
a bad
will eventually be a bad boy.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
I mean, now we've done Tom, we've done Danny, so now we'll just, like, you know, they're spaced out.
I love doing Scientology.
Do you still want to do a woman for our 50th?
I think so.
I think we do a woman for our 50th and then every 10.
Who will it be?
Who will it be now? All right. Let's send in your votes. Shut the door. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. 100% they've met.
Oh, yeah. '90s babies.
'90s babies, yeah. There's no way they haven't. I think at the MTV Movie Awards.
I feel like they've jammed together.
You think they've jammed?
I know.
No, you know what? Danny's definitely been to a Sugar Ray concert.
Oh, yes.
And they went backstage.
Oh, yes.
And they had like a good high five.
They had a high five. They were probably buds for a sec. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that
best second of Danny's life, honestly.
Most famous he's ever felt.
I mean, I'm sure.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I hope Mark isn't too upset about it.
I mean, fuck Mark. Fuck them all. It's true. Yeah, it is. Did you ever use We're All Alright? We're all alright! No, because I would remember how horrible it sounded.
It sounds bad.
But it sounds bad.
Yeah. We 1998 were debating anyway. Was a... whatever year. How was 1998? I can't say it. 1998 for you.
For me, I was 8. It was probably fine.
We're all right.
I'm sure it was fine. If you know otherwise, look, that's freaky as fuck. Do you have a good boy this week? A good boy, a donkey hole, an impression, anything you'd like to say?
Oh, God, maybe I can think of a good boy. Do you have a good boy this week?
I really like my new water cooler.
Oh, my God, you do.
We have... Oh, my God, what's
I'm
that?
I'm slowly becoming, convinced of getting a water cooler.
It's really nice. We got a Primo. It's on Amazon, and it's a bottom loader, so, basically, it's not... bottom loader. I mean, who isn't? Ladies. And fellows, whatever.
Bottom load.
It basically, instead of the kind where you have to, lug it over your shoulder and make it in the hole,
thrust it into a hole. I honestly thought that was fucking witchcraft for years.
It's crazy.
Just years.
It's one of the craziest things humans can do. Mm-hmm. It's a bottom loader, so basically there's a giant straw that goes in. Mm. But it's still heavy, you know.
Well,
and the thing about the bottom loader is it does, when it's done, there's still a little bit left.
Listen, what are you going to do with that? Just
I drank it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just over your mouth hole?
I poured it into a cup.
Okay.
But we went through the water really quickly, so.
Yeah, you really think you guys have a problem. What do you call it? Overhydrating?
Jerry asked me.
Spicy?
I know. It does happen when people run marathons. They drink too much water or something.
And you've both been running marathons this week?
Yeah, we run marathons daily.
You guys annoy me.
I've never ran a marathon. I never will run a marathon.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever run a marathon. I mean, I don't think my knees could take it.
Oh.
My classically weak knees.
We're not gonna take it. That's your knees.
My knees, they just don't take it.
I mean, facts. My back is worse than my knees, and my feet are bad, too.
My feet are just ugly and bad. Just kidding.
I was gonna say they're perfect. Ugly. Okay. Well, I don't have an impression. I don't have a...
I have a small good boy.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if it's Korean or if it's Chinese. It's vaguely Asian. It's not vaguely Asian. It's Asian. It's a delicious chocolate I've been eating.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's called Noir. It tastes like cookies and cream and coffee at the same time.
It's called Noir?
Yeah, I don't know.
Noir?
Yes. French word for black.
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't. It would have melted. Duolingo
podcast.
Yeah, this is a bilingual podcast.
It is.
Email Diane if you speak another language. Just kidding. Oh. I don't care. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, I guess on that note, buy our merch. Link is in our Instagram bio @badboypodcast.
Smoking these meats.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I'd say so. Email Diane @ladypartsmag.com with literally anything you want. It truly does not matter to her at all. She has her phone right between her legs waiting for it to vibrate. So if you want Diane to enjoy her evening.
She's so easy.
Yeah, she's super easy.
She's an every easy time cheap she gets, date. She's
every time she gets an email, it vibrates for 5 minutes.
And she's subscribed to a lot of newsletters.
Oh, yeah. And you know why,
that's
baby.
Her kink.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
can you
yeah.
hear my when stomach that, rumbling?
I don't know. When Kraft Daily comes in, woof, you can't stop her. And
do you have an impression this week?
Do I have an impression this week? Let me think.
Is that your impression?
Yep. No bad boy in the hole.
No bad boy. Oh, no dead people this week.
No dead people. Oh, but there is a bad boy in the news that I liked. I liked when Twitter Jack got hacked.
Oh, that was Twitter Jack got hacked.
Twitter Jack got
Jack hacked. He should be forced to change his name to Jack Hacked.
I think he should.
Oh, they should have changed his name and then stole Jack. Oh my God, that is
wow. That's bad.
Google, don't steal this.
Google, don't steal this. Okay, is that what you would do?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's what you would do if you what?
How would you hack Jack?
Email Diane.
Dream Jack, Circle Jerk himself. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And
Richard Spencer, the white supremacist. Oh. Isn't he a Nazi?
He's definitely a Nazi.
Yeah.
He's a Nazi.
We'll do him too. Is he hot? I don't know.
No hot Nazis.
Would you rather him or Elon Musk?
To do?
Fuck Mary Thruple.
Oh boy.
Jack Elon Musk.
Boy, that's a bad one. I'd have to
I'd fuck Elon Musk and kill.
Yeah, that's...
And kill Jack.
That's
no throuple.
Probably the best.
Yeah.
I saw... Oh, did you send me that picture? No, it was Sam. Not friend of the show, but friend.
Okay.
She doesn't listen to any podcasts.
Really?
No. Wow. I mean, yes, but no, she doesn't.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. Sent that picture of Jeffrey Epstein and Elon Musk. We'll put it in the slider this week.
Okay, yeah, put that in the slider.
He has like half of his new face. So it's really cool. Yeah, it's like a snapshot of the past.
I mean, that's fun.
Should I start Elon Musk?
Photography. And Elon Musk.
You're such a photographer.
I know. You should have seen me.
She was really going at it.
I was like more into Julia modeling than Julia.
Yeah.
She was like, I am over this. And I'm like, work it, baby.
I was like, do I touch my tits? What do I do?
Right. I'm like, push your tits out.
I tried. It's impossible not to, baby. Yeah. Should I start Elon Musk daily Instagram account?
Oh.
I don't know. Email Diane.
I don't know. That could be fun.
Could it take off? Could it be viral?
I don't know.
Like Rinda.
All right. I guess that's it. I'm going to say bye for now.
Okay, bye, bitch. To you, my lady parts.